Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown where we turn complex financial reports into conversations you can actually follow. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jordan. Today we're diving into Lowe's fourth quarter 2026 results, and there's quite a bit to unpack here.
Before we jump in, I need to mention that this podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk Lowe's. Alex, what were the headline numbers that caught your attention?
Well, Lowe's delivered $20.6 billion in fourth quarter sales, with comparable sales up 1.3%. which is actually pretty solid given the challenging environment they're operating in. For the full year 2025, they hit $86.3 billion in sales with adjusted earnings per share of $12.28. That's a 2% increase year over year.
What I found interesting is how they managed to hold their adjusted operating margins flat despite some serious headwinds. CEO Marvin Ellison was pretty candid about the challenging macro environment. Consumers are still hesitant about big-ticket DIY projects, and the housing market remains under pressure from high mortgage rates.
Speaking of headwinds, they made some tough decisions, too. Lowe's announced they're eliminating about 600 corporate and support roles as part of what they call their perpetual productivity improvement initiatives. But here's what's notable. They're simultaneously giving out $125 million in discretionary bonuses to frontline workers.
That's a fascinating contrast, isn't it? Cut corporate overhead while rewarding the people actually serving customers. It shows they're being very strategic about where they're investing versus where they're cutting costs.
Exactly. And speaking of investments, let's talk about their growth engines. Three areas really stood out: pro customers, online sales, and home services. Online grew 10.5% in the quarter, and they set new records on Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Their Lowe's app was actually the number one free shopping app on Apple's App Store on Black Friday.
The pro business momentum is really interesting, too. They're expanding their pro sales force and rolling out this AI-enabled pro companion tool that helps sales associates prepare for customer conversations. It gives them instant access to relevant information so they can walk into meetings with recommendations already prepared.
And then there are the big acquisitions: Foundation Building Materials, or FBM, and Artisan Design Group, or ADG. Together, these are expected to contribute about $8 billion in sales for 2026. The strategy here is to create what Ellison calls a total home solution for builders, basically everything they need for interior spaces.
Though it's worth noting, these acquisitions are diluting operating margins by about 30 basis points in 2026, or 50 basis points on an annualized basis. But management says their earnings accretive overall, which is the key metric.
Let's talk guidance, because this is where things get interesting. For 2026, they're forecasting sales between $92 billion and $94 billion, with comparable sales flat to up 2%. That's a wider range than they usually provide.
Right. And when an analyst asked about that wider range, Ellison was pretty transparent. He said there are just too many variables: unpredictable tariffs, high interest rates, and uncertain consumer demand. They're essentially saying, we're confident we'll outperform the market, but the market itself is really hard to predict right now.
The tariff situation came up multiple times, with new trade policies potentially changing. Ellison said they're reviewing the new rules like everyone else, but remain confident in their global sourcing playbook. It's clearly something they're watching closely.
One thing that really stood out in the Q&A was the discussion about artificial intelligence. Ellison laid out their AI framework around three areas: helping associates sell better, improving the customer shopping experience, and creating workplace productivity.
The numbers he shared were impressive. Their virtual assistant handles about 1 million questions per month, and they're seeing 200 basis points improvement in customer service scores where associates are using these AI tools. Online conversion rates roughly double when customers engage with their AI assistant.
That's not just tech for tech's sake. Those are real business results. And the fact that the AI assistant now works in Spanish helps them serve customers in markets where language might have been a barrier.
Looking at the broader market dynamics, mortgage rates are still a key factor. They need to see sustained rates below 6% to really unlock consumer psychology, according to management. We did see rates dip below 6% briefly, but it's too early to call that a trend.
The winter storms Fern and Gianna provided about 50 basis points of benefit to fourth quarter comps, which shows how weather can still be a significant factor in their business. But even stripping that out, the underlying trends look solid.
For investors, I think the key takeaway is that Lowe's is playing defense and offense simultaneously. They're cutting costs where they can while investing heavily in technology, pro services, and strategic acquisitions. They're positioning for when the housing market eventually turns.
And they continue to take market share, which Ellison emphasized multiple times. In an industry that's essentially flat, gaining share is really the name of the game.
One last thing worth mentioning, they're targeting another $1 billion in productivity improvements for 2026. This isn't a one-time thing. It's become an annual discipline for them.
Before we wrap up, remember that everything discussed today is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
That's our breakdown of Lowe's fourth quarter 2026 earnings. They're navigating a challenging environment, but showing resilience and strategic thinking. We'll be watching to see how their investments in AI, pro services, and acquisitions pay off as we move through 2026.
Thanks for listening to Beta Finch. We'll catch you next time for another earnings breakdown.
Until then, keep those portfolios diversified and those expectations realistic. That's all for today's earnings analysis. If you found this helpful, consider supporting Beta Finch on Patreon. Your support helps us upgrade our voices, cover more companies, and keep this show running. Visit patreon.com/betafinch to learn more. Thanks for listening.